It is 44 years since the Campaign for Real Ale was formed, and in recent times the popularity of good hand-pulled beer has really grown, and now you might think that the best pint could be found in a historic pub, hundreds of years old, but that isn't always the case. BBC Radio Nottingham's Verity Cowley is finding out a little bit more about why that's not always the case this morning. Hello Verity, where are you?
Well, I am on Castlegate in Newark. That's the traffic you can hear behind me, and actually as I look up and down Castlegate, and if you know Newark at all, just by the castle itself, you'll know of all the dozens of pubs that line this street. But it's none of the ones that you'd expect that's been named Camera East Midlands Pub of the Year, because now I'm walking down a bit of an alley, so you can hear the traffic behind me has got a little bit quieter. In this alley there's a housing firm, there's a telecom company, and just to the side, that telltale sign, it's one of those signs hanging off the sign, it says Just Beer Micro Pub, and this is the pub that's been named Camera East Midlands Pub of the Year. I'm just heading through the doors at the moment. It's absolutely tiny. It's one room. All the bar stalls have been put up to the side along church pews that line the bar. Right at the end here, there's pickled onions in a big jar, there's pork scratchings, there's glasses hung from the top of the bar, and rows upon rows of beer. Well, with me is Phil Ayling, who runs this pub and owns this pub, Camera Pub of the Year. How about that?
Fantastic. Really humbled. There's pubs in the area that have been going and established a lot longer than us, and it's very humbling. I'm astounded.
Yeah, you've only been here 2 years. Tell us the story about the pub.
Well, I'd been out of work for nearly 3 years, and I went to a Camera Campaign for Real Ale AGM about 5 years ago, and a guy gave a short presentation on what he had termed a micro pub, and basically a little tiny place selling just cask beer, real ale, and I was knocked out, and I went to see his pub in Herne in Kent, called the Butcher's Arms, and I sat down with him for one Sunday afternoon after over a couple of pints, and he gave me the ins and outs, and I thought I'll have some of that, and I didn't have much money behind me, so I got three friends involved. We're all equal partners in the business, and almost a year later we opened the doors, and here we are.
And how's business been? It's a tiny pub, but I can imagine come a Saturday it's actually quite full.
Oh yeah. We're not busy all the time, but those steady trickle of customers, they pay the bills, but weekends, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, we get a full pub, and as you see, it doesn't take a lot of people to fill the place.
It's about 40 odd, do we reckon?
40 something fire limit, but believe you me, when you get 40 odd people in here, it gets a bit cosy.
I can imagine it does. It's a fascinating time at the moment, isn't it, for real ale?
It's fantastic. It's really, if you're a discerning beer drinker and you like your real ales, it's very exciting times. We've got new hops coming through. There's over 1,000 different breweries in the country, and these are really exciting times. Yeah. And I think it's about time we... It seems other countries bang the drum and say how good they are. Belgium are really fiercely proud of the brewing heritage, but we seem to don't shout about it. And I think we ought to get behind the industry. You know, we're being hammered by punitive taxes and red tape, and let's just get behind the industry and give it a good push, you know.
Okay, well, very, very quickly, I'm a gin drinker, I'm not a real ale drinker. Okay. And Andy, do you know what, this pleases me so much to do this, because how many times do I listen to you at 8:50 in the morning having a drink? And I've
really?
Never been more happy than today. I think Phil is going to give me a little try of something here that he thinks I might like, bearing in mind I just drink gin and tonic pretty much the whole time.
Okay, so what he's doing, a point of Sandhouse brewed by the new Doncaster Brewery. This chap has been brewing literally for about 3 weeks, and this is one of his first ever brews.
I thought he was doing you a pint of gin and tonic.
A pint of gin and tonic, that's brilliant. Right, I'm going to give this a whirl. It's a very pale ale. I'm probably going to get the head actually all around my mouth. You know how you see on those milk adverts. Right, here we go. Actually, that's really light, isn't it?
It is light,
as a real ale.
It's a good breakfast beer.
It's the
Excellent.
Perfect breakfast beer.
Well, you
Cheers,
enjoy it then, Verity.
Andy.
Thank you.